Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Be one yourself.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your thoughts, your fears.
I remember growing up, I was a little kid in Dallas, hearing different people who were friends with my dad talk about the new world order, world government, plan to set up super states, corporate governorship. Now the family was going to be under attack. Now they're trying to come for our guns. And to me, that was just background noise. Then I got older, sat there and watched the propaganda on the television and endured it in public school. Tried to go to college and instantly recognized it as everything I've been warned about. And there was the seediness of it, the nastiness of it, just the oily criminality of the so-called professors and the real envy of America. It wasn't really disdain. It was envy. It was something they wanted to run, something they wanted to control, something they wanted to dominate. And it was the very essence of what America stood for. Individual freedom, the system not being about what class you came from and what your medal actually was. That threatened them. Because they were a bunch of followers who were trying to follow the old corrupt imperial system. They were just trying to recreate it, call it globalism. And now all these years later, 25 years after I've been on air, hell, that was like 40 years ago, I see the open classical manifestations of evil. Like right out of a cartoon comic book from the Democratic Party and the neocons and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Hollywood and the EU royalty and Communist Chi-Coms. And it's just unbelievable that we haven't rejected this sooner or stopped it faster. That's really what it comes down to, is we've been asleep. Now that we've woken up, these slimy control freaks are just in that panic. So as negative as some of the news is, and as tough as it is to learn how many sickos we've got running things, this is the beginning of healing. That's the beginning of turning this around. And yeah, they're coming after me, but that's well worth it. Hell, what I expect. I wanted to really take on the globalists. I wanted to hurt them. I wanted to expose them. I wanted to reignite brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. I wanted to turn the tide. And what did I expect would happen as we started to turn the tide? No, I always knew this was coming. Because for anything good in this universe, you got to take your licks. Nothing good's free. Everything evil comes free because it wants your soul. It wants your life. Wants to take you over. But everything that's valuable, everything that's good, everything that fulfills, is paid for. Blood, sweat, and tears. So I'm making my stand in Texas. What's the heart of this country, what's left of it. No matter how much of the goodness of this nation they destroy, there's a big remnant of good people. They're a race, color, and creed that bleed red blood and want freedom for their children. They love God, but who hate the devil. So I make my stand here in Texas. I make my stand with you, and I appreciate all of you. So how about when you call in, you don't thank me for all I've done, but you thank your ancestors that they were good people and raised you right, and that we all just thank God that we're in this together. We've got each other. Let's thank God. That's why it's sick when you call in and thank me. No. I'm just doing what it takes to try to not be on the side of evil. I'm just doing what you're supposed to do. But I got to tell you, it's been a real blessing to get to know all of you and stand together and go through this, because it's what makes us who we are. So as much as we dislike the globalists, can't stand them and hate them, just remember they're the losers. That's a fate worse than death, who they serve and who they are. The side of history and the side of the universe they've chosen. So, choose where you're going to make your stand, those of you that have it. And for all of you that made the right decision, you know you made it back when you were a little kid. So it's who you come from, it's who you're always going to be. Predestined. Yeah, you got free will. You could have made the choice to go the wrong way, but it was destined that you'd be here in this fight today, and I salute you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones. David Knight is hosting. I have one more very important update on the story on InfoWars.com from Mike Adams from NaturalNews.com that is so imperative for everybody to get out. Dealing with Facebook and other big tech totally banning all unauthorized comments on vaccines. This is blocking Consumer Reports. This is blocking the will of the people to report on products that have adversely hurt them, products that are given liability protection, that have a secret vaccine payout program. Again, this is not a science fiction dystopia. This is the real world 2019. Now, look at the parallels with Monsanto and Roundup and the massive increases, multi-thousand percent, in breast cancer in every country that adopts Roundup. Now they have scientific reports confirmed all over the world. Roundup has lost massive suits. The company that makes it, Monsanto, with all its famous evil, same folks that brought you Diet Coke, same folks that brought you Agent Orange, same folks that brought you dioxin, and they always covered up what they were doing. They know what they're doing. Just like Bayer Pharmaceutical with the Clintons shipping tainted blood out of Arkansas and then the U.S. for over a decade, gave millions of people HIV and AIDS and hepatitis. They knew what they were doing, and that all came out in the documents. They did it on purpose, because for them, this is a eugenics plan. So, think about how desperate they are to not even let you know that in Mike Adams' article, he's linked to whistleblowers, high-level CDC, from 2000 and 2010, different whistleblowers who were in the meetings at the highest level with the CDC director saying, my God, I'm not going to let my grandson take any vaccines. We've brain damaged millions. We've got to cover this up. There'll be a revolution. Back in the day, that was on ABC News back in 2003, but not in 2019, going into 2020. The inserts say they do all this to you. You have a right to know about the side effects. It's like, speaking of Bayer, when you take aspirin, yes, it can thin your blood. Yes, it can do good things for you, but it also has some bad side effects. Well, the side effects of vaccines are far worse than aspirin, are far worse than corticotropic steroids, are far worse than so many other drugs. But notice, when you see vaccine ads, you don't see the regular warning at the end, where they say, be sure and read the warning. They're trying to pass laws where the warnings won't even have to be in the ampule, in the drug delivery, in the packaging. You have vaccine fact sheets that aren't fact sheets they give you at the drugstore. That's disinfo. You want the insert. I'm going to send the crew back into Walgreens and back into CVS today to get as many of the inserts, supposed to give them to you by law, from the pharmacist. And then tomorrow, I'm going to start the show the entire first hour reading you the MMR shot, the flu shot, the Gardasil shot. So I'm sending the crew in today. We've got a bunch from over the years I've shown on air. We can dig those out of our archive. But I'm going to show you where it says it can eat your pancreas. I'm going to show you where it says it can give you permanent neurological disorders like Guillain-Barré's that paralyzes you. I'm going to show you everything. And there's coming a time, it's basically here, where you won't be able to even get to InfoWars and see these videos. We have to have our own platform, Bandai Video, in America, just to show you these. So midnight's not coming, folks. It's here. We're not 2 minutes away. We're here. And people better start acting like it. We've been eased into this tyranny like the frog in the boiling pot. Now back to David Knight in Austin, Texas, in the InfoWars Center that is under major globalist siege, because they're going to go down. They're going to collapse. Their house of cards is coming down if we've got a speech and if you've got speech. That's why this operation is so critical. That's why the ADL's calling for us to be shut down. That's why they're calling for our arrest. That's why they're calling for big tech to be arrested if they don't submit. Because the globalists know their pedophile rings, their whole blackmail networks, their whole evil system is coming down. So keep hammering and keep getting the information out in the third dimension. Everybody should print off the vaccine inserts and go stand outside drugstores and warn people. It's time to get aggressive in the face of these monsters. Their house of cards is coming down. Mobilize and take action. Back to David Knight, host of the David Knight Show. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and hosting the Alex Jones Show right now.
All right. Thank you, Alex. And, of course, we're talking to Eric Peters, who I wanted to keep him on a little bit longer, because as Alex is talking about how they're controlling what you're allowed to see, what you're allowed to know, about vaccines, about drugs, about anything. Pick the subject. They're going to control this. And we've already seen a technocracy asserting itself in control of our speech on the Internet. And let me tell you, it's not going to stop there. They're going to shut down any information, any kind of health concerns that you have about 5G, any kind of privacy concerns that you're going to have about 5G, because this is a public-private partnership. It's a partnership between the corporations and the government. They've got an agenda. They've even told us what it is. We know what the agenda is called. It's called the UN 2030 agenda. They say it's to save the environment, but it's to enslave you. What is going to be sustainable here is going to be their control over your life. And so when we look at these people who are now ruling our speech, they're going to be ruling our cities. These people who are covering up the information about vaccines are already covering up health concerns about 5G. And privacy concerns as well. And so that's why I think it's very important to take a look at this Cybertruck issue. The king of crony capitalism, the guy who has been the chief pitchman for the technocratic elite. Eric, thanks for holding. Are you aware that Elon Musk's grandfather was run out of Canada, essentially? He was arrested, put on trial because he set up Technocracy Incorporated. They accused him of trying to overthrow the democratically elected government there with a technocracy.
No, but I'm not surprised. You know, a lot of this is multi-generational that has been going on for decades incrementally, which is quite something to contemplate, to think about how long-range the vision and the plan is of these people to achieve their ends.
Yeah, yeah. His grandfather was Haldeman. He went there and had to leave, left after he beat the rap. He beat it out of town and went to South Africa.
I wanted to mention something that I think will interest people listening to this broadcast, and that I often harp on when I speak and when I write. If we take as a premise this idea that we have to have electric cars because they're going to save the Earth, because we have this issue with carbon dioxide emissions, well, just for the sake of discussion, accept that. Then why is it that we are allowing gratuitously powerful, high-performance electric cars, which is all that Elon Musk makes, to be put onto the market? Nobody needs a ludicrous speed electric car that gets to 60 in 2.8 seconds and that has to have a battery pack that's twice as large as what would be necessary for an A to B transportation module that ends up emitting, maybe not at the tailpipe but at the smokestack, a great deal more carbon dioxide than an internal combustion-powered economy car.
And I think you and I both know the answer to that. It's because the elites are the only ones who are going to be having those cars. So that's why they're building these high-performance cars. The rest of us
will be... They're Sovietizing the American marketplace.
That's right.
The idea is to get the vast majority of us, probably two-thirds or more of the population, out of personal cars and into ride-sharing or on the bus, while personal vehicles are for the party elite only, so to speak.
That's correct. And, you know, there's an article came out today talking about how, this is kind of inconvenient that smartphones in general, not just Apple's phone, but smartphones in general, they have a very short life.
Mm-hmm.
And they use a lot of very, very toxic and very, very rare materials that can be very destructive to the environment to obtain them.
Right.
And they don't have a good way to recycle them as well. So their smartphones are not really very green. But, you know, the electric vehicles, as you pointed out many times, are just basically giant smartphones with wheels.
That's right.
Well, it's become
that involve a great deal of things that are not so great for the environment.
Yeah.
When it comes to obtaining the raw materials that are necessary for a lithium-ion battery and then processing that and turning that into a battery, the environmental costs of that, if you want to look at it from that point of view, are far greater, actually, than those involved with a conventional internal combustion-powered economy car. And there's another factor, and that's longevity. A typical new IC car will have a useful service life of 15 to 20 years or more.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it was a diesel, which they are totally outlawing now.
Yeah. Whereas these electric cars are disposable at a much faster rate. You know, you typically have to get rid of it because the battery is just simply too expensive to replace. So you throw it away after 8 or 10 years. In effect, half the useful surface life, of an IC vehicle. How good is that for the environment?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to talk more to Eric Peters, epautos.com, when we return. Stay with us because this is about your freedom as well as your mobility. We'll stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Talking to Eric Peters about the moves to take over our physical space. We know that they've already taken over social media, cyberspace, so now they're moving with things like the Cybertruck to take over our physical space. You know, it's kind of funny. Elon Musk lost, according to Forbes magazine, they estimated that the fall off in stock after the fiasco of a demonstration of this new product sank more than 6%. They said that would carve off about $768 million off of Elon Musk's fortune, and they rank him as the 41st richest person in the world. He's not as rich as Bloomberg, but, you know, it's interesting, I think, Eric, that both of these guys have prospered selling this climate fear, uncertainty, and doubt. You know, they say the word of the year, actually it's two words, climate emergency, has been used so many times, 100 times, used 100 times more this last year than the year previous. And these guys are pushing that fear, uncertainty, and doubt for their own personal profit. And of course, Bloomberg wants to take your guns. Elon Musk wants to take your car. Your comment, Eric.
And regarding Musk's worth, this is a man whose net worth, I think, is in the order of $24 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if he believes so strongly in his product, why isn't he investing his own money in it?
Well, he might have bought back some of that stock the next day.
You know, there's a degree of effrontery here that is almost paralyzing. Now, on the one hand, you've got this mega billionaire who can't use his own money to fund his little car company. I've got no objection to him building his car company using his own money.
Yeah.
But there's this effrontery of him using the government to force you and me to subsidize his little experiment with the electric car. And then there's the effrontery of the electric car itself as they exist, which is as an indulgent toy for the virtue signaling affluent paid for by ordinary working people who can't afford them.
Yes, absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about that virtue signaling, and let's talk a little bit about the P.T. Barnum aspect of this. You know, Jalopnik is I put it in quotes as part of the car press. They don't really like cars. They like the environment. They really hate the cars. But, you know, and they're usually cheering Elon Musk on, but they had this to say. They said a truck that finally answers the question of what would a truck look like if it was designed on a Nintendo 64 and built in a country with zero ability to stamp steel. A question that nobody was asking. And so they pretty much hated on it. And then you had the issue of the smashed windows. And what I thought was most interesting about that was the response after the fact, where Elon Musk put out a video saying, oh, look, we pre-tested this and that's why it failed. Did you see that video where they had a blanket on the side of the car and then they tossed some steel balls at the window?
I saw the one where the windows were cracked by the steel balls, yeah.
Yeah, well, then they put out another one, and they said, well, you know, this is video of us testing it beforehand, and I think that we weakened it, which is why it crashed.
Of course, but there's always an excuse, isn't there?
Well, Twitter was hilarious because everybody called BS on that. They said, well, first of all, why is the blanket there? It's there for a reason. I think it's there because you don't want us to see that you replaced the windows on that Cybertruck, because earlier they had thrown these balls against the steel side, and they had put dents on it, so they had the blanket there. And then many people pointed out that the window as well as the door were flexing, which meant that it was not completely closed. There's that video right there. We're playing it. That's the one that he put out many, many hours ago. And I said, well, you know, I will just go with the one that he did before a live audience and not the one that was put out later, which by all indication indicates that it was done after the fact. As many people were saying, how stupid do you think we are?
Well, pretty stupid. And, you know, another aspect of that is the slipshod build quality of the Teslas that are in production, which is infamous and notorious.
Mm-hmm.
Panel gap, fitment, paint quality issues that would have caused any other car company to be run out of town by the so-called consumer advocates at the at Consumer Reports et al. If Toyota did what Elon Musk does, Toyota would probably be out of business.
Yeah, actually, I think it was Motor Trend that took a ride in. They said, well, you know, it had a lot of quality issues, but then, of course, you know, this is a prototype, but all the finished production versions of Teslas have that same kind of problem, too. So we're not really sure what this thing is going to look like. And yet, this is, as Auto Week pointed out, the Cybertruck is now the fourth Tesla model shown in concept form that is yet to reach production out of a total of four. So that means 100% of them have not reached production. But I think the most interesting thing is this whole bulletproof glass issue. Because if you look at bulletproof glass, if you look at B4 glass, which is what would stop a handgun that he claimed that was for, that weighs about 150 to 200 pounds per window. And so, you know, you're talking about 600 to 1,000 pounds added to the weight of the car just for the side windows. That's not saying anything about the large front window and the very large back window that's on there. Not very believable that this actually has bulletproof glass. Certainly not the demo.
No, but then again, rational considerations don't apply. Again, if we're talking about a vehicle that's going to save the planet, I fail to see how this extravagantly heavy, extravagantly wasteful vehicle is going to accomplish that.
Well, it might be useful for the technocratic elite when the peasants are throwing throwing steel balls at them as they drive through the cities that they own.
Exactly.
You know, it's absolutely amazing that he can get on with this, as we have talked about this in the past. You actually mentioned the fact that we have gone from safety glass in the front of a car, which has been there for a very long time. I remember my sister's Edsel was hit by a tornado, and it took off our back porch and hurled it board by board at my sister's Edsel. And it was the first time I was exposed to safety glass. Could not break through that glass, even after it was shattered completely, because it's got that laminated plastic in it. They did that because they wanted to protect people from going through the windshield if they have a head-on collision. And yet now we've got them doing that on side windows. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm a lot more concerned here in Texas with floods that are going to trap me in a car with electric windows that cease to work once it gets flooded, and I can't crack my way out of those windows. I don't know why that is somehow a feature. It looks to me like more like a bug.
Well, and how about Teslas that have no exterior physical door pulls?
Yes.
And when the electricity stops because the battery's fritzed out or because it's underwater, you can't open the doors anymore.
Yeah, we just had a lawsuit filed by the family of an anesthesiologist. They said, well, you know, he bought the Tesla because he wanted to save the environment and because that he thought they were safe. And he got trapped in the Tesla when it had a crash, and nobody, the people that were there, could not get him out of the car as it was catching fire. And he burned alive as everybody was watching him, to their horror.
Seems like a safety defect to me.
Well, I don't think he's going to have to worry about the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They're not going to come after him. And, of course, they're not going to come after Uber either because, again, this is not just Elon Musk. This is the entire industry that they're pushing this. It doesn't matter if you run over a pedestrian. You know, they're going to say, well, that's all right, move along. There's nothing to see here. And yet if you are a Volkswagen with a diesel, something that, you know, you talk about something that's green that's going to be durable and last a long time. You know, when I was looking at my post-apocalyptic vehicle, I was looking at diesels, thinking about how I could run them off of vegetable oil and things like that, because that's the thing that you can do with a diesel.
That's right. Well, the untold story of the fiasco with Volkswagen was that they were on the verge of bringing into production a diesel-powered commuter car that would have averaged 80 miles per gallon and would have sold for about $18,000.
I guess somebody needs to do a documentary and say, whatever happened to the diesel car? Remember, they did that with the electric car. You know, we can say, well, what's the conspiracy to shut down diesels? Well, we know what the conspiracy is. You and I have talked about that many times. Thank you so much for joining us, Eric Peters. You can find his reviews and his opinions on liberty and mobility. He does practical car reviews, not things like the Cybertruck.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself.
There's a reason that nutritional supplements are the fastest growing industry, not just in the United States, not just in Europe, but all over the world. because the power of Mother Nature that God gave us is simply incredible. Now, a lot of viewers have noted that I am more focused, that the broadcasts have been better than they've ever been, and a lot of people notice that I look younger and I've lost a lot of weight. Well, if you remember, just 3 months ago, I said on air that when I do take the supplements from InfoWars Life, I lose weight, I have more stamina, more energy, more libido, and then I tend to get back in better shape and then forget about the supplements, even though that's how we fund our operation, and I stop taking the majority of them. A lot of times, family comes to town for Thanksgiving, and we take the Lazy Susan off the dining table, and then I forget to put it back, and literally, 6 months later, I'm like, wait, I'm not really taking many of the supplements. It's when I religiously take our flagship products that so many great things happen. So I'm launching for this Black Friday week, and as long as we're able to do this while supplies last, because one of these is not stocked up as much as it should be, I'm going to offer this special that I've named the Change Your Life Trifecta Pack. Now, you've got the great Brain Pill Nootropic, Brain Force Plus. You've got the great Tri-Iodine with the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and two other types to help absorb it. And that's X3 together with this product that I believe is one of our very best products and that I actually had our designers put together because products like this are the best-selling systems in the world right now and the fastest growing. So let me show you what's in the 8-pack Power Stack AM PM system. Look at all of these packets. 13 different pills that you take in the AM and the PM, and in this way you don't forget. So that's why I'm calling this the Change Your Life Trifecta Pack, because if you take the morning pack and the evening pack, this alone is simply amazing and has changed my life. All the different supplements that are in it, what they do for you, what they do for your health, what they do as antioxidants, what the fish oil does, what the nootropic does, what the detox does, what the energy does. It's just insane. It's insane if you take these 13 pills a day, what Mother Nature has put together. Because listen, the top-selling packs out there may have $10 of product in it that you take in a month. This has close to 30. We went out to the top manufacturer of organic supplements, and we have the daytime pack and the nighttime pack, and we put almost $30 of product into this. And so this special right now is at cost, ladies and gentlemen. You get the Brain Force Plus, you get the Survival Shield X3, and you get the 8-pack Power Stat all for $59.95. That's at more than half off. This is more than $120 value. When you put it all together, we are giving this to you at cost. Even though the X3 and the Brain Force Plus are really huge sellers, this seller that I thought would be our top seller has not sold well. But it's game-changing and the highest quality supplements you're going to find anywhere. No one that I know of has ever put out a daytime, nighttime pack with this type of quality. This will blow you away. This will change your life. All three of these together, it's incredible, and it funds our operation.
Welcome back. I was just talking to Eric Peters, talking about the environmentalism, the religion. It's now become a secular religion. Of course, the Pope is making it a literal religion. You know, he's talking about ecological sins and so forth. This goes back to a couple of years ago when he was bringing in people like John Schellenhuber, somebody who had been pushing population control, radical population control, depopulation, for quite some time, working with Prince Charles. They had what they called the Earth League. They were proposing a planetary council to write environmental laws, a global court, and so forth that they could haul you before. And yeah, they want a world government. They've got to have a world problem. This is what they're selling. And it's now become a world religion, a secular religion. As I was saying yesterday on my program in the morning, 8 to 11 here, you saw what happened with the Yale and Harvard football game. You had the students go on and take the field at halftime. You know, that was it wasn't like a American Pie. You know, it wasn't the marching band that refused to yield. The marching band got off, and these guys went on. I said, you know, Yale and Harvard used to be seminaries. One of them was a Presbyterian seminary, I think. The other one was Congregationalist. And yet now they are both seminaries for this new religion, environmentalism. And they got on the field and they refused to leave as part of a protest. But I want you to think about the fact that as social media is banning anybody that challenges this information, you know, we call ourselves skeptics because I believe that science should always be skeptical. I believe that real science always challenges and continues to investigate what the conventional wisdom is. Any advance in science always comes by overturning what has become conventional wisdom. But they call you a denier. They don't call you a skeptic. You're not allowed to be called a skeptic. We call ourselves climate skeptics. They call us deniers because this is a religion to them. And we are climate infidels, right? We're unbelievers. We're deniers. Deniers of the faith. And now, not only is social media banning any discussion of this like they do health discussions or political discussions or discussions about abortion or whatever, they are going on the offensive. As Reuters is pointing out, the U.S. Supreme Court is now letting a very well-known climate, quote-unquote, scientist, I'll put that in air quotes for you, Michael Mann. This is the guy that came up with the hockey stick. And I just wish that we still had Don Rickles around because he would have said, hockey stick? Hockey stick? We got a hockey puck here. You're not. And he would have been sued by Michael Mann because you're not allowed to question him. He is one of the high priests of this world religion. You know, you're going to have the world court that's going to be laying down the new Levitical law, and these people are the high priests that are laying it out there. Michael Mann is somebody who is deeply involved in ClimateGate, and of course, that's just had its 10-year anniversary. If you remember, and maybe you don't, because it did get a little bit of attention at first, but then the establishment system very quickly pushed back on that. We had emails surface. We had a lot of people who were working at the Climate Research Agency in East Anglia in the UK saying there's something wrong here and this needs to be exposed. And so people were trying to get that information. They stonewalled. They blocked that information, you know, kind of like Hillary Clinton did with her emails. And then after a while, interestingly enough, there were 1,000 emails that appeared on a Russian server. And we saw that these people within the university there in East Anglia, that was studying, quote-unquote, climate, they were emailing each other back and forth and saying, this looks really bad. The models are not working. The temperature is going down, even though the carbon dioxide is going up. We've got to find some way to hide this decline. And so they were admitting that their models had failed. They were conspiring to alter and to cover up the problems. And, eventually, you know, like I said, it appeared on a Russian server. So what did they do? They did exactly the same thing that Hillary Clinton did in 2016. They said, oh, this came from Russia. Who released this stuff? Don't look at that. Just look at who released this information, right? I mean, everything that came out about Hillary Clinton and the DNC and so forth, that was all true. Everything that WikiLeaks had was all true. But no. You got to look at where this information came from. Don't look at it. Well, we're going to take a look at that when we come back because now Michael Mann is suing again. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Agree, these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I've been pointing out since President Trump got elected, as soon as he got elected, you had Barack Obama and his Attorney General, Eric Holder, get together and talk about how they could file a system of lawsuits because they had lost so badly at the ballot box. You know, the Democrats under Obama lost over 1,000 seats in various offices throughout the country. And so what they could not win at the ballot box, they decided they would win in lawsuits. A good example is North Carolina, where I lived at the time. You know, in 2008, North Carolina went for Barack Obama. 2 years later, they had buyer's regret, and they went solidly Republican. So much so that for the first time since the Civil War, they had the Republicans in charge of both houses of the state legislature. And as 2010 was a year that they had the census, they were able to redraw the districting lines. Everything in the state had gone Republican in 2010 after voting for Barack Obama in 2008. The only thing that didn't change were the congressional seats. And that's because of gerrymandering. Gerrymandering is something that goes back to the foundation of the Republic. It's something that both political parties have used. But Barack Obama and Eric Holder decided it was something that they needed to change, because now the advantage, after they had lost so many elected seats, now the advantage was with Republicans. And so North Carolina was one of the states that they sued on. Now, they subsequently, I believe, lost that at the Supreme Court level. I'm not sure if that case is finished yet. But we've seen this type of tactic being used by the Democrats in many different ways. As a matter of fact, we just saw in the recent elections in Virginia, we saw that George Soros poured way more money. I think it was, I forget now exactly how much it was compared to what he had invested in the legislative elections. But he spent, I think it was twice as much as he did on all of the legislative races that he contributed to. He spent twice as much on getting prosecutors elected in Virginia. And George Soros has been doing this across the country, spending $1 million in a local race to get a local prosecutor elected. And this is why, as we look at gun control and other issues, they're going to proceed not only protecting themselves against any violations of law, but to also weaponize the prosecutor's office against their political opponents, and to weaponize it against issues that they don't like, as well as trying to help themselves with lawsuits to try to overturn districting laws and so forth. This is the pattern that they're using. And so we can see that this very vital issue of climate change is now coming into that same type of approach. We have Michael Mann, who is now a professor at Penn State. I was talking before we went to break about ClimateGate in 2009. There's 1,000 emails that showed that these people were conspiring at East Anglia University in the UK to conceal the fact that their climate models were garbage, and then conspiring to alter the data. Now, one of the people that was involved in that at the time was Michael Mann. He was teaching at the time at University of Virginia, and he was corresponding with these individuals. I worked for a group that was trying to get access to his original data, and he refused to give it up, even though he was working at a public university, even though these emails were done on the university's email system. Even though the conclusions that he drew from his research and the papers had already been published, this is not going to mess up any of his research, but the publications that he had put out of his research, his conclusions were used to craft public policy. In spite of all that, in spite of doing it while he was working for a public university, in spite of doing it on the public university's system, and in spite of the fact that it was used to craft public policy, he maintained that the data that supported his conclusions was his own personal private property, and we could not see it. And, of course, we wanted to see it because we knew what was going on with ClimateGate. And so we sued, but, of course, it's very vital. It's one of these things, you know, whenever the government's vital interests are at stake, you don't expect a fair trial. And so he prevailed in that. And he's now at the University of Pennsylvania. And so this newest suit is being brought by him, and it is an effort to, you know, we look at these people, they want to ban, they want to cancel, they want to sue. And that's what Michael Mann is doing. He's now suing the Competitive Enterprise Institute as well as National Review. Why? What is their crime? You will not believe this. The Competitive Enterprise Institute, a libertarian think tank, says that it questions global warming alarmism. And they put that in quotes because this is a Reuters article. You know, these people, they just don't understand science. They question global warming alarmism. So they have to put that in quotes, right, because they don't agree with that. Earlier, they say, Michael Mann over the years has clashed with groups and individuals who have sought to discredit his work. Yeah, exactly. Like the hockey stick, the thing that was used by Al Gore. You remember that, Inconvenient Truth? His convenient lie? We had a giant graph showing the projections of Michael Mann. You know, we're going to go along and we've got CO2 is going to increase. And then it and the temperature are going to go up exponentially. That's what they mean by the hockey stick. And he blew it up to the size of an entire wall. And he got on a electric lift and went up to dramatize that. And they used that then to propagandize students in schools as they showed them that fake movie. And as I pointed out earlier in the program, we've now got USA Today wringing their hands that carbon dioxide and other, as I call it, greenhouse gases have set a record high in the Earth's atmosphere. The sky is falling. And yet, it's not the sky that's falling, it's the temperatures that are falling. Temperatures going exactly the opposite direction. They're not going up exponentially. Even though we've had a massive increase, they say a massive increase in greenhouse gases, oh, this is horrible. No, but the temperatures are going down. They got to hide that decline. And that's what we're trying to expose about Michael Mann. But now he's got another issue. As he was being criticized by the Competitive Enterprise Institute and National Review, they said that former CEI fellow, that's Competitive Enterprise Institute, Rand Simberg, compared the investigations into Mann with then-recent national controversy over Jerry Sandusky, the pedophile that was coaching at the University of Pennsylvania, who was arrested in 2011 and convicted in 2012 of sexually molesting 10 young boys. And Rand Simberg said at the time, quote, Mann could be said to be the Jerry Sandusky of climate science, except instead of molesting children, he has molested and tortured data. Now, I look at that and I think that's pretty clever rhetoric, sarcasm, satire. And he makes it clear that he's not accusing Michael Mann of molesting children, just of molesting data. And I guess he concealed those crimes as well. He was certainly able to conceal them from the group that I was working with. In a later post on National Review's website, conservative writer Mark Stein quoted from Simberg's article and referred to Mann's research as, quote, fraudulent. Well, now he's suing because of that. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? CEI later removed the Sandusky comparison, but the National Review refused to retract its post. Instead, it published a response from its editor with the headline, Get Lost, which is exactly what they should tell him. We have free speech. We should be able to debate. And let me tell you something. If anybody comes to you with quote-unquote science and tells you that it's settled, science is never settled. It is false if they cannot stand the scrutiny, and these people cannot stand the scrutiny. And yet, when we look at this, when we look at the fact that carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases, as they admit, and they wring their hands, they are peaking. They're setting record amounts, and yet we have the coldest winter in 100 years in the UK. A three-month sub-zero freeze hits Britain. What is the response of these people? Same people wringing their hands, USA Today. Says kids are at risk. Kids are at risk. We're damaging the health of the world's children with this carbon dioxide and global warming or cooling or whatever they've decided it is at the point. And Wired Magazine is doing the same thing. I tweeted out yesterday, Wired Magazine, a new report shows how climate change is disproportionately affecting women. And I tweeted that out and I said, Wired Magazine tells us the world is ending. Women and minorities are the hardest hit. That was actually very funny back in the day when Harvard had a sense of humor. Nobody at these colleges has a sense of humor anymore. Back in the day when Harvard had a sense of humor, when they had National Lampoon, they actually put out a satire article, World is Ending Tomorrow, Women and Minorities, Hardest Hit. And that's what these people are selling you. First of all, they tell you that the world is ending, even though their climate models are abject failures. And then they tell you that women and minorities are the hardest hit. It's a climate emergency. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It
what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.